The new film Concussion opens tomorrow. It tells the story of Dr. Bennett Omalu, the man who discovered the link between football and CTE. That's a chronic brain disease.
I found a disease that no one has ever seen. Repetitive head trauma chokes the brain.
Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He joins us now. And Mike, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, you too.
And we've talked about this issue before, but now we've got this movie coming out, which features a huge star there, Will Smith. Do you think it will make any difference in the debate over concussions in football?
I think if anything, it might hurt the fact that concussions are a serious problem in football, and the NFL wants to downplay or deny this. And they could point to this movie and its many inaccuracies. And I think just the fact that it's kind of a shoddily made, very familiar biopic and say, really, is this that serious an issue? But just because the movie's not that great doesn't mean it's not a serious issue. On the other hand, you could also make the argument that it's one movie. Will it really move the needle? 25 million people watch Sunday Night Football. The estimates of box office on this are that it's going to make somewhere in the mid-teen to like $15 million, which is about 2 million people seeing it opening weekend. So how many more people will, in fact, be informed by this movie, even if it does contain a little bit of misinformation and the typical movie glossing over the exact truth?
Well, what are you talking about there with the misinformation and the inaccuracies?
Well, there are some parts of the movie that, just like every movie and every biopic, I absolutely understand that you have to take creative license. So Bennett Omalu in real life loves to dance, and the movie is portrayed as a reluctant dancer, and his wife takes him out on the dance floor. But there are facts, like the fact that his mentor seemed to be investigated by the FBI because it would seem, as this is Will Smith's character talking about, it seems like they're targeting me. That real life investigation did happen, but it happened months before Bennett Omalu published anything. So there's a conflation of facts. There's a misrepresentation of the documented severity of the problem. Now, we understand Bennett Omalu himself has said that research will one day show that 90% of football players have CTE or have brain trauma. That number seems exceedingly high to me, even if they have documented that the risk of brain trauma for football players is, you know, something like 20% higher than the rest of the population. I just think that in general, though, it's a movie that is very much like a by-the-numbers biopic, and with a complicated issue like concussion, I think about a movie like The Big Short. I mean, they had to do it a little differently. They couldn't just tell it as a hero story through the lens of one character, and the director of that movie, Adam McKay, you know, chose different ways of telling the story, but the director and filmmaker of this movie went the traditional biopic route, and it's in general not a great movie and a disservice to the issue overall, in my opinion.
So what does move the needle on this issue? Because there's no denying that there is a connection between some of the things that football players have to do in their jobs and brain trauma later on.
Absolutely. I think it's parents. I think it's nonfiction. I think it's great books like League of Denial and the PBS series based on it. And I think it's research. I mean, it was announced that there'll be this large research grant, a $16 million initiative, though ESPN reports that the NFL is not part of that initiative. They objected to, according to ESPN, the lead researcher, Dr. Robert Stern of Boston University. So I do think that as more facts come out, people will be more informed. I just don't think the movie Concussion will be one of the data points in that accrual of knowledge.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, have a great holiday. Thanks.
Thank you.